The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I want to play this for you. Is that Frank on the phone with you right now? Let me take Frank here next. But the clip I want to play you of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad recently told the Belgian media that their country and the EU merely obey the American master when it comes to Syrian political decision-making in general. Assad answered a range of other questions. The transcript, can we post that transcript up as well on the site? Okay, I got a thumbs up on that one. The source on this was a Syrian Arab news agency, and the date on it was February 7th of this year. So let me take Frank and Andy here. Frank, you're up.
John, I had a quick question for Robert Rabel. I don't know if there's any way he could email you a response or not, or chime back in real quick. But he said that he was listening to the Alex Jones show today, and I understand they had quite a panel moving through there with their ideas and thoughts on what happened.
Yeah.
And
I watched 5 minutes of it. I watched 5 minutes of it, and I damn near threw the computer up against the wall. Okay. And it wasn't Jones. It wasn't Jones on the air today. It was his guy over there in jolly old England. What's his name, Mike? His roving editor at large, Paul Joseph Watson.
Watson.
Yeah, and he had some asshat on there that was saying that, you know, this is a good thing. You know, this is going to take care of a lot of problems. You know, it's showing the world and President Xi and all this that, you know, we can't be pushed around. And I'm looking at this.
I still have a little bit of respect for David Knight. But I know he and Alex don't agree on a lot of things, actually. But yeah, I just wanted to know, though, out of all those guests they had, were moving through there, Jerome Corsi and Dr. Steve Pachinik and all these other people, was there any mention of Israel at all? The greater Israel,
I don't know. You seem to listen to him more than I do. Like I said, I don't listen to his show at all.
I know. No. I'm asking Robert. Is there any way Robert could email you and let you know?
Oh, I don't know. Does Robert listen to the guy's show? I don't know if he does or not.
That's what he said. Yeah, well, that's the only reason I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Robert said that he listened to the show today.
All right. Well, you know, he's got archives. You can go up there and listen to the show yourself. There's nothing preventing you from going and listening to Alex Jones in his own archives.
Well, I'm not on the internet. I'm one of those weirdos.
Uh-oh.
I don't have cable TV. I don't have internet. I have a cell phone. An old flip phone. That's about it.
Okay. All right,
Frank. All right, man. Thanks.
You're welcome. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. How are you doing, my friend?
I don't know. You want to see Sean Hannity move to Texas?
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody's moving to Texas. It's an independent state. They fly their flag higher than the United States flag, so let's go with that. But
well, you know, if Michael Rivera is good buddies and pals and he knows what's going on in Hawaii and Hawaii's getting ready to secede, I think he's right. I think the RBN network should be down there in the Republic of Hawaii.
I think that's a swell idea. Wherever freedom reigns, let's get there. But, hey, you know what? You know, I was looking down. You know, I wanted to know exactly what a politician was. And I came across the Webster version of this, and it says this is down like be in the definition. This is often disparaging a person primarily interested in political office for selfish or other narrow, usually short-sighted reasons. And this is what we have. What we need is officials. We don't need politicians anymore. We need officials. And then the second part of what I wanted to say was, did you happen to catch the 60 Minutes interview of Bashar al-Assad when he was talking? Because he really laid this thing out. He pretty much said in this 60 Minutes interview, this was a while ago. This was almost maybe 8-10 months ago. But they interviewed him, and he said, you know, if the United States would just leave us alone, we could take care of this matter ourselves.
And they have been.
He said, exactly. And he just basically said that this is no concern of the United States. This is my country. I am the president. I was duly elected, and I can handle what's going on here. If I need help, I will ask my allies.
Well, and he did exactly that. And
exactly.
from Assad's standpoint, and he understands the U.S., and he understands what the U.S. has done to the Middle East. So Assad invited the Russians in to help them clean up their problem. They are almost there. Victory is almost there to restore that country. And here's the big ticking time bomb. Now think about this for a second, Andy. Assad stays in power. We get rid of Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra and this, that, and the other. He cleans up his country. And then all of a sudden he's got access to the world's media explaining to the entire world how Syria was set up and the major role the United States played in it. Do you think they could stand this man being who he is? Do you think the United States could stand this man telling the entire world what transpired? He's got to go, man. He's got to go.
And you know what? You know what? I don't know if you listen to Syrian Girl at all.
No.
Well, she gives an entire different depiction. I mean, Bashar al-Assad has been doing a lot of great things for the people in Syria. It's our media that's tainting him because they have an agenda. And so Bashar he's crippled because, you know, the American people follow him, the UK follow him, the European Union follow him, and he's just crippled because the bad press. And we already know that the bad press is just that, bad press. So
I don't know what hoops I would have to jump through, but I would like to have Mr. Bashar al-Assad on this network, and I would do a straight-up interview with this guy for 2 hours.
Absolutely. And you know what? He's going to give you some stuff that you probably haven't heard of yet, or at least you suspected, but you haven't heard it live from this guy's mouth.
I don't know. There might be a ship in the Gulf out there laying off the Texas coast. Do you think I might get one of those damn tomahawks dropped on me?
Hey, at this point in time, John, who knows?
Yeah. All right.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. Okay, Robbie Raybould's going to clean me up. Okay, wait a minute. Michael Rivera was my emotional tampon. He's going to come in and do the cleanup. Okay, Robbie, clean me up.
Yeah, here's the thing, and I listened to today's program with Corsi, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and the rest of them. They never mentioned Israel. None of them ever on that network mentioned expansionist Israel, okay? So that's the thing. But the thing is, check my Twitter feed. I've been begging Trump to have a meeting with Dr. Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, Western-trained ophthalmologist. The thing is, John, I would love to interview this guy just like you would. You can find this guy all over YouTube, listeners. Watch the interviews with RT, Press TV, with Dr. Bashar al-Assad. You'll see him. The guy is normal. He's a decent guy, and the whole thing is a frame-up on this guy because he's not part of the NWO,
yeah,
IMF, World Bank gang. And they hate him,
okay,
and they want to put a bunch of Wahhabis and Turk weirdos in to make this greater Globo-Zio caliphate. That's what it is, folks.
Now,
go ahead, John.
Jerry Corsi, what did he say on this program today?
Jerry Corsi said, basically, he gave kind of a nod to Trump for doing this. Jeez. They never wanted to address the fact that this was a false flag to set up Assad. See, the false flag masters all of a sudden, John. For some reason, they can't address the fact that it was a false flag to make Assad look like he gassed his own people.
Hey, now, look, wait a minute, Robert, you're rolling, man. You're gonna have to save this for your own show. Okay, but the only point I wanted to make here is Jerry Corsi. I have not had Jerry Corsi back on this program. There's a lot of people that I will not interview. I mean, Jerry Corsi used to sub for me, for God's sakes. A couple of years ago, when I discovered that he was just wrapped up and enamored in the military, I stopped him on air and I said, look, man, they gave you the 10-cent tour and you're all giddy. And I asked him, I said, Jerry, what the hell's wrong with you? That was the last time the man was on my program. And he hasn't, to my knowledge, he's not been on this network since. And I'm tired of giving airtime to half-assed people out there. Or phony conservatives. I'm sick of them all. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a mouth. And there's so many microphones out there to put in front of these guys' mouths so they can keep pumping out their BS. I'm tired of it. I really am tired of it.
Yeah, John. Well, you know, you got to realize Jerry's clicked up with the CNP, the Council for National Policy, which is kind of like the right shadowy version of the CFR. Dr. Tim LaHaye from the Left Behind series and all these kind of weird kind of evangelical Zio Christian weirdos that have created their own little think tank that kind of mimics the CFR, but it's on the fake neoconservative Israeli bootlicker right. And so you got to realize that CNP angle with Jerry Corsi and Jones and these guys, it's very real.
Steve
Quayle, go ahead.
Yeah, you were going to say something about Quayle?
Yeah, well, Quayle, look, he's pretty balanced, but I think he's got some shadowy connections with the CNP and the military, let's say, underground of the Christian Zionists, like Jerry Boykin types, General Boykin, the Revelation movie, and so forth and so on that Jones was involved in. And so there's a real shadowy kind of right New World Order underground that we got to keep abreast of. If we're going to look at this, and then these people are clicked up with a lot of the Knights of Malta and some of these characters, Eric Prince and some of these other guys. So, you know, we just have to look at this thing like a mathematic equation. If you take any kind of element out of the mathematic equation, you're never going to come to the right answer. And so I just wanted to throw that in there, John.
Okay.
But
all right.
Go ahead, man. Appreciate you taking the call again.
All right. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate your call.
All right. See you.
Go ahead and run that clip. This is Bashir al-Assad.
The Belgian government is contributing.
7 February 2017.
There are 6 F-16s fighter planes in the fight against Daesh. Are you grateful to the Belgian government for that contribution?
Let me be frank with you. When you talk about contribution in the operation against ISIS, actually there was no operation against ISIS. It was cosmetic operation. If we want to talk about the American alliance against ISIS, it was only elusive alliance because ISIS was expanding during that operation. At the same time, that operation is illegal operation because it happened without consulting with or taking the permission of the Syrian government, which is a legitimate government, and it's a breaching of our sovereignty. Third, they didn't prevent any Syrian citizen from being killed by ISIS. So what are we grateful for? To be frank, no.
Do you think the European Union or even NATO can play a role in like rebuilding the country, like rebuilding Syria?
You cannot play that role while you are destroying Syria, because the EU is supporting the terrorists in Syria. At the very beginning, under different titles, humanitarians, moderate, and so on. Actually, they were supporting al-Nusra and ISIS from the very beginning. They were extremists from the very beginning. So they cannot destroy and build at the same time. First of all, they have to take very clear position regarding the sovereignty of Syria, stopping supporting the terrorists. This is where the Syrian would, or say would, accept those countries to play a role in that regard. But in the meantime, if you ask any Syrian about the same question, he will tell you, no, we don't accept those countries supported the people who destroyed our country. We don't want them to be here. That's what I think.
Do you think Belgium can play a role in Syria?
Let me talk about the European political position in general. Many in this region believe that the European don't exist politically. They only follow the master, which is the American. So the question should be about the American, and European will follow and will implement what the American wants. They don't exist as independent state, and Belgium is part of the EU.
You have just had a visit from a Belgian parliamentary delegation with Mr. De Winter and Mr. Carcacci. Do you consider them as friends?
The most important about those visits, not to be friends with me. They, as a politician, you don't come to Syria to visit your friend. You come to Syria to see what's going on.
Do you see them as political allies?
No, they're not my allies at all. They are coming here not for that reason. They are here in order to see what's going on. They are the allies of the Belgian people. They came here because the government, the Belgian government, like many European governments, are blind today. They have no relation with this country on every level, so they don't see what's going on. They cannot play any role. So now the only eye that you have are the delegation that's coming from your country. And this is one of them. This is one of the eyes that your government could have, and you could have many other eyes and delegations coming to Syria. So they're not my allies. They're not coming here for me. They're coming here to see the situation. And I'm one of the players in the Syrian conflict. It's natural to meet with me to hear what's my point of view.
All right. Man. Does Syria have any embassies in this country? I doubt it as well. I've got to get the phone number to either the Syrian embassy here or in a friendly country someplace. They do? In D.C.? Great. Yeah, track it down. Give me a phone number. Monday morning, I'm going to be on the horn to see if I can get their attaché. To get Mr. Assad on the network. I'm tired of this. They're getting ready to start World War III. It's kind of interesting. The Russians have thrown out a little bit, but not much. I don't know exactly what Trump thinks that he's doing, but they don't need the United States help. We got a thousand boots on the ground in Syria right now. We just wasted, 9-12 people with $49 million. They suspended the embassy. Well, March, they suspended the Syria in 2014. So they've been planning this for a while, apparently. Yeah, because why wouldn't you want the embassy open in D.C.? You would think that, man, every creature with a microphone in hand would be knocking on the embassy door. So they suspended the Syrian embassy. We still have a Russian embassy here? Let me get a hold of the Ruskies. I'll tell you, you know what I'd really... If this could be even, you're talking about two different sides of the planet, two different total time zones. But wouldn't it be nice to have Vladimir Putin and Al-Assad on together? I hear that Vladimir speaks better English than what he's let on. All right. Wow. 800-313-9443. Let's throw open the phones. Did I throw Trump under the bus? Been too hard on him?
difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You know, generally on a Friday, listenership is down. People getting ready for the weekend, going out shopping, going out having dinner, just doing the stuff, trying to get ready for the weekend. Nobody has gone anywhere. Everybody has been rubber ducking here to see the latest train wreck. I don't like to be too negative, but the moniker we have for this network is because you can handle the truth. And I do not see anything coming out of this Trump presidency. It's bought and paid for. He is surrounded now. He's drowning in the swamp. And this is assuming, ladies and gentlemen, this is assuming that Donald Trump was the guy we all thought he was. When everybody was waving the American flag and cheering and jail Hillary and the whole nine yards. The fact that this creature, this... Folks, I can't even think of the proper adjectives for her. I really cannot. I'm not joking. It is unlike anything I have ever seen in my life. I have a sneaking suspicion that this may, in fact, be a distraction? A WMD, that's right, a weapon of mass distraction. Why the IG? Why Mr. Sessions is not going after Hillary Clinton? Well, I'll give you the very basic premise of what I believe is going on. If they dug into Hillary Clinton, going back to Arkansas, Bill included, the Clinton Foundation, half of Washington would be in handcuffs. The people that had been the power behind the throne would be scattering like cockroaches. Now, either Mr. Trump, you're going to be the man that you made everybody believe that you are, or just get your hat, let the neocon asshat that didn't see a damn thing wrong with the free trade as it was set up before, okay? You know, we have one other out here. It would be the governors teaming up to tell Washington what for. But really, what governor do you see in this union that would be doing this? They have got this thing locked up from the bottom all the way to the top. And folks, that pretty much only leaves us one option. And I was thinking about this today in earnest. That would leave us open for a sundry, oh my God. Could you imagine this country fighting itself? The only way it could be done if the military threw up its hands and said, look, we know exactly what you've been talking about. That the military would join the true, patriotic, constitutionally, all we want is the rule of law. That's all that we've been asking for all of these years. And we've been called everything but righteous. We've been called conspiracy theorists. We've been called the tinfoil hat wearing people out there. The people that just are disconnected. They just don't get it. All they want to do is whine and cry. Well, politically, take a look at what has happened in this country. Take a look at what has happened politically in this country. And the societal upheaval that we are going through. Do you think without a good old-fashioned restoration project that any of this stuff is going to go away? Now understand something. They were already supposed to have gotten the guns. Do you know that? Do you realize that? And us being the stiff-necked, redneck, go-screw-yourself kind of people, at least the core, and its core is still out there, that said, you know what? Over my dead body. Come for it. Come for it. But they found another trick to oppressively squash us in any given turn. Politically, economically, socially. The war is on, folks. The war is on. The only thing that's minus is the shells and the bullets flying through the air and the blood running in the gutters. That's the only thing that's missing. There have been mass casualties already.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Maybe Ron Paul didn't want the presidency, not only because they knew they would kill him, but the guy had probably more, how should I say, respect for the office and respect for himself than to even take it. But I still can't get over the fact, Ron, that all of those months and all of those years that people devoted their time, their energy, their money to go for an office you never wanted. Could you see Ron Paul as vice president right now with Donald Trump? I think we would have a malfunctioning Tomahawk missile kind of take out the White House. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Good evening, John. Hi. How are you, sir?
Hi. By the way, I didn't know that you called until today. My phone died, and my iPhone doesn't tell me when it dies. It just dies and remains black until I try to turn it on, so...
It's kind of amazing when they die and you think they should last longer, but when it comes down to critical time, that power source just went to nowhere.
Yeah.
I was, I won't even get into that. We don't have time for that. But, yes, we have a new world, a new country we're living in right now, and I explained it to my daughter who's sitting next to me, my 13-year-old, and they even discussed it in social studies today, and they discussed the fact that it was a false flag, and she said, no. and I got into a discussion argument with my younger brother telling me that we had to stop a man that had done this three times to his country. I said, you offer me proof, any proof. I said, there's never been any proof. There's been proof that it was other than Assad, and we've been violated. And all the agreements and all the fight and sweat, I peeled that Trump sticker off my toolbox today, and I'm carrying a sidearm. I'm ready for anything. I'm going dark. I'm shutting down my Twitter feed. I'm shutting down discussions with Facebook. I'm shutting down discussions with friends. I've explained to them, if you want to discuss about what preparations you need to make, what kind of things you need to do, I'll talk to you. I'm done with the emotional, I can't say the word on your network, sir, but I'm done. It's time to start being ready to react to what's coming, because it's coming. You don't think that some country out there is going to take a swing at us just for fun now? Because we just bombed the living crap out of a poor defenseless country that was doing nothing, including not inviting us into their country.
I don't know why Assad has not thrown the U.S. troops out of there. I do not understand why they're operating in the north of Syria. I
think he realizes he has no that. I don't know. I can't understand why did the Russian S-300 systems, missile defense systems, not take out some of this? They had to have done pre-planning to know that they weren't in the area. I cannot believe we launched 59 cruise missiles and nobody had any defensive against seeing them. I don't know. Maybe they pulled back that far because they had obliterated the daylights out of the ISIS, and they were under control. There is no proof of any benefit, of any remote benefit, of this man bombing his own people, gassing him, whatever. Doesn't matter if he sprinkles fairy dust on him. There's no proof. And on top of it, like you said, and the proof is in Assad's word, they are not invited into our country. That means that by the Geneva Convention and other stuff, we have invaded their country.
Well,
guess what?
Well, wait a minute here. Did we officially declare war on Iraq? Did we get a resolution out of Congress to do this? I think it was a funding deal. It wasn't a straight-out vote, war or no war. There was no declared war on Iraq, if memory serves. So the whole damn thing, so the whole damn foray here of 15 years plus of toppling and killing and maiming and wasting God knows what, we still don't have an accurate body count. Some put it over 2 million. There have been 400, and the latest figure out of Syria, there have been 475,000 people, almost a half a million people, killed in Syria. And here we go.
Probably 5 million that haven't got a home.
Well, but, you know, they don't have a home, but they're spread out all over the planet now.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, on that subject, there have been people that have been invited in here from Syria that haven't had the Donald Trump vetting, and they're still coming in.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. That I mean, just wait till, forget about false flags in our country now. I guarantee the sleeper cells will be active very shortly.
Yeah, you mean the one you mean the one the CIA or Mr. Comey is going to personally direct?
I'm not sure, but I do know this: that little highway down in Georgia that burned. Sorry, that was we'll just say some undesirables that were doing undesirable things under the bridge to see how it went. That was a test drive.
Is this just your opinion, Rob, or do you have supporting evidence on it?
Well, let's put it this way. It just, from the words from the firefighters and stuff, it just, my, here, just my mechanical knowledge of a fire, it takes an awful lot of fire to weaken the structure of a fire.
Okay. Rob, I don't want to rain on your highway fire here, but about 3-4 years ago, I think it was about 4 years now, down here in Texas, a very similar thing happened, and it scorched the girders and the bridge collapsed, and that was IH-35. That's not a small highway here in Texas. Okay, so.
Yes. Okay, and no, I agree with you. You know what? My first gut reaction now, unfortunately, as a conspiracy person, meaning somebody who's looking for conspiracies going on, you know, the Dallas shooting, the nightclub shootings and all that, they get covered up. And we have no idea who's in our country. We have no idea who's actually backing this country and who's stabbing it in the back. That's why my first gut reaction is to suspect something.
Okay, but so, Rob, hold the phone here for a second. What we can't do is lose our sense of humanity about ourselves. We have got to maintain control of ourselves.
Yes, I agree.
All right.
No, I agree with that, absolutely. No. My point is I just, my spidey senses were going off, and I just, you know, and again, that one, that's neither here nor there. That's over and done. I just know that, and you know, that there's way too many people in this country, like you said, that have never been vetted and were supported by some subversive governmental people that used to occupy Pennsylvania Avenue. So, you know, there's more than enough of that around, but we shall see, sir. We shall see.
We will, and time will be the arbiter on this one. It certainly will be.
Yes.
Rob, thank you.
I appreciate
your call. Thanks. You know, I don't know if it's time to shut down yet, because, you know, as you suggested, Rob, that you're going to stop your tweeting and you're going to stop this and that and the other. Maybe that's part of the design, to make us crawl back in a shell, a defensive mode, and cut off everything. If I were to use that reasoning, then why continue with this network? We're continuing because it's more necessary now than ever before. That's why. And until they shut us down, they cannot tolerate us anymore, we will continue. With a little bit of grace from God and a few shekels out of your pockets, folks, we will continue. But this is going to be up to you. It's not going to be up to me. It's going to be up to you. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hey, John. I called the White House switchboard today.
Yes.
And you get a real person. And the number is 202-456-1111. Easy number, remember. It took me a long time to get in. Must be a lot of people calling. I had to sit there at the phone and listen to.
Was that the operator, or was that the White House comment line? Because the comment line is only open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was 9 to 4. Yeah.
Okay, well, 9 to 4, whatever, 7 hours. And it's kind of strange to me that they wouldn't have voicemail, that you cannot leave a comment after 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Right, I got the real person.
Really?
Yeah, and she told me that they are going to take numbers, because what I said to them, everybody can pick whatever they want to say. I said, look, Trump takes Assad out. You are signing the death warrant for thousands of Christians that are in Syria. They're going to be dead because of him. Assad's been protecting all the Christians in Syria. I said, and another thing is, I thought it was America first, not Israel first.
Oh, don't tell Mr. Kushner that. Dual citizen that he is.
Yeah, no kidding.
His daughter, you know,
yeah.
I never did like her.
No.
I just, there was something about her. And some of these, and I'm not talking photo op pictures that I see of her and her husband, and the expressions and the look, you know, that they say that the eyes are truly the windows of the soul. Well, then I'm looking at two people that don't have a soul.
Right. Well, they don't anymore. She turned Jewish. I wonder how you do that. Ask my husband. How do you do that? Because she was probably raised Christian, according to Trump. You know, Jesus at Christmas time or whatever. Then you turn Jewish and all of a sudden there's no Jesus, okay? How do you turn that off?
We got a lot of Jesuses here in Texas.
Yeah.
All right, Laura. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Folks, that's a great idea. 202-456-1111, Monday. I remember Eastern Standard Time, I think 9 a.m. Start calling the White House. Because we don't have enough conservative think tanks. And when I say conservative, I say that tongue-in-cheek. We don't have enough foundations in this country to apply any political heat to Mr. Trump. I would not want to be Donald Trump right now. And I'm given the fact that he may be who he said he was. But when he got to Washington, he was seated in the throne. You know, he had a little laurel leaves thrown at him. And then the heavyweights came walking in the door. But a lot of them he invited in himself. Steve Bannon, I was talking with Mike during one of the breaks. Steve Bannon has had his security clearance pulled. What clearance was that, Mike? National security clearance. He had that pulled, but he's still White House, what? Chief strategist of the White House. Now, here was a guy that used to be an investment banker on Wall Street, and the reason why he left is because he couldn't stomach the criminality that was going on and got the hell out. So he tips his way over to Breitbart, finds his way to Donald Trump. He is the vox populi. He is literally the conduit of the people to Donald Trump. And then he gets moved aside, or at least his ability to move around in the White House unrestricted has since been restricted. I'm sorry? I don't have him on my screen. Jack in Missouri. Go ahead, Jack. Sorry, I didn't know you were there.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
I'm a new listener. Your Mike Rivera show came up in the link in my Facebook page, and I started listening to him yesterday. And I'm a regular AJ listener, and I heard his show today, and I understand all the arguments, pro and con, for what happened. I just wanted to make the point that though the two U.S. destroyers fired 59 cruise missiles towards that Syria air base, only 23 of them actually hit their targets.
I was going to mention that, but I didn't want to do that because I didn't know the exact number that actually hit. But I'd heard it wasn't 59.
No, it was 23. That's reported by the Russian Defense Ministry today. General named Konashev, I think, is the way it's pronounced. And there's no reports where the other 30-some-odd cruise missiles landed. And there's, you know, you can speculate. If you've heard about the story about the USS Donald Cook having all its electronic systems shut down a year and a half, 2 years ago, when an SU-24 overflew them and then flew mock attack runs on the ship while the soldiers were panicking, a credible argument could be made that the majority of those missiles, two-thirds of them, were directed off their targets. That might explain why the runways weren't holed and the damage to that Syrian military airport was so limited.
Jack, you know what's really sad about this? What's really heartbreaking about this is that we're talking about Vladimir Putin and Russia. We're talking about Russia being invited into Syria so Bashar al-Assad can save his country.
I agree with you 100%. within, if we're talking about operating within international law, the United States government is the outlaw and has been for quite some time. It's a criminal government. There's no other way to say it.
And I know no other way of getting rid of it except the Second American, as I refer to it, as the Second American Restoration Project.
Well, that's a good point. I think I've heard other speakers say that it will collapse in.
Sorry.
I said that the system as we know it today is...
Oh, hold on 1 second. We had voice interrupt us. Do me a favor, Jack. Just hang on. I got to take a 3-minute break. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll make you the last caller of the day. Hold on.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Jack, you're a regular listener of Alex Jones, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. What has he, and I don't listen to his show.
I don't blame you.
Well, okay. What the heck has been going on with him and all the expletives and all of these meltdowns that he's been doing? Has he even apologized to his listening audience for that?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I listened to him with a jaundiced ear. He claims to be a Christian, and he appears to break down regularly on air and cry over certain injustices. Right now, he's appears to have dedicated himself to exposing and destroying, you know, international pedophile rings. Honestly, I don't know if he's crying crocodile tears or not.
Well, you know, years ago, he did not want to be a radio talk show host. He wanted to be an actor in Hollywood. And when I see Alex with the tears and all the dramatizations, I know half of that is just made up. It's just his form of drama. I know that. I've known him for more than 20 years. I was the guy that first put him up on air nationally. You know, I do have an ear for talent. He was a dynamo. He was a straight shooter when he first started out, and I don't know what the hell he is anymore. I really don't. So,
well, what Alex is now is first of all, he's a genius. He's built a brand around his name, and he's a salesman. He finances himself primarily through selling his health supplements, and he's very, very good at it. That's undeniable. He is very, very good at it. I'm not going to criticize his products. It's not for me to say. It's for the individual consumers to make up their minds.
Right.
So they want to do business with him or not. But he is a marketing genius. What I don't know is he a gatekeeper or not?
That's the million-dollar question. I said this on air one day. If I find out that he is tied with and he's being paid by the feds, and I told this to his face. I said, now he's living in a high-rise down in Austin because he doesn't have his million-dollar home anymore. But that's okay. He's not short of cash. I said, but if I find out that you're a ringer and a gatekeeper and you've actively been working on the other side, you'll get a knock on your door and I'll be the last face you'll ever see in your life. I have told him that to his face.
Right.
So
I will say this. I do believe in the sincerity of the people whom he has working for him. David Knight and Millie Weaver, and I can't name them all. He surrounds himself with generally young people who are very passionate and very wide awake as to what's going on in the country, and he gives them free rein to report as they will, or so it appears.
So what we're saying here, this whole operation could continue without Alex Jones himself. Now there's a refreshing thought.
Well, as I said, I'm a regular listener, and Alex has said that he seeks to expand his show to more, I'm not going to say 24/7, but maybe 5x12.
But Jack, you know, he claims he's got all these radio stations, and what I discovered, I went through his list, most of the radio stations he was on weren't voluntarily picking him up. They were pay to play, and with all these expletives and all these meltdowns that he's had, the FCC would be fining these people out of existence, which tells me that he doesn't have any radio stations anymore. So I don't know what the hell's going on with this guy. The one problem I had is when he attacked this network and stripped it out, and the second time when he claimed he got up on air and he was the voice of the Patriot movement in his country, I about exploded. Jack, I've got to run. I'm out of time. Thank you all for being here today. Please make a donation to this network. Help us survive so we can keep helping you with the information. We haven't compromised, folks.
That my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.